Good afternoon. High pressure is going to keep it mostly sunny today across most of interior New York and New England. Exceptions will be more cloud cover immediately downwind of the Great Lakes. And with a bit of a breeze, it'll be chilly during the day today, but not as much wind as yesterday, so a little bit more of a comfortable feel, even though high temperatures will fall several degrees below seasonal averages. Most places will be in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Skies will be mostly clear to partly cloudy tonight and another cold night ahead, with most everyone back into the 20s for overnight lows, even into the upper teens across the higher terrain. This will set us up for a dry start to the day on Monday, although clouds will start to increase during the morning and especially in the afternoon. High temperatures will manage to make it into the lower and middle 40s. As we get into the evening and overnight hours on Monday night, we'll watch a storm system emerge out of the deep south and head in our direction, and there's a chance of snow or rain and snow by sunrise on Tuesday. The primary storm will work its way through the Great Lakes and give way to energy, which will form a secondary low along the East Coast during the day on Tuesday. Precipitation is likely pretty much for the entire day. Before sunrise, we can expect snow across mostly the higher terrain and a rain-snow mix elsewhere. Gradually, though, during Tuesday morning and into the afternoon, as temperatures warm into the lower 40s, we'll see a transition to mainly rain in the valleys and a rain-snow mix across the higher terrain. On the backside of this system, it'll be windy and much colder for the day on Wednesday. We could expect high temperatures only to get into the lower 30s, and despite mostly sunny skies, only upper 30s on Thursday. Right now, it looks like another disturbance will head our way with a chance of rain or some snow on Friday and Saturday, and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong pressure gradient at the surface will continue to create powerful winds across California, and along with dry ground and low relative humidity, will all combine to prolong dangerous fire weather across the state. The Storm Prediction Center has extremely critical conditions indicated for parts of Southern California, with critical conditions across Northern California. Widespread red flag warnings are in effect. Meanwhile, an upper-level trough is expected to drop south and east through the Four Corners region, and a cold front will push through the southwest and southern plains, leading to snow in the central and southern Rockies and plains. The highest totals of 10 to 15 inches of snow are expected in the higher elevations of the Rockies, but snow is also possible to the east in parts of the plains. Snow amounts above 6 inches are possible across parts of the Texas Panhandle. And high temperatures across the central and southern Rockies and plains will be 20 to 30 degrees below normal, with the plains into the Mississippi Valley expecting highs 15 to 25 degrees below normal by tomorrow. Tonight and tomorrow, as a cold front pushes eastward, light snow is expected to spread across parts of the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys. For those traveling throughout the Northeast this afternoon and evening, in New York City, sunny in the mid-40s, Boston, sunny and breezy, lower 40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy, with scattered snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 50 degrees, the average low, 33, the record high, 70, set in 2002, and the record low, 15, in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 6:42 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:36 p.m., 9 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with scattered snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, a bit breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a couple of flurries or snow showers downwind of Lake Ontario today, breezy with highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, a bit breezy today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and a bit breezy today, with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the middle and upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then increasing clouds with highs in the mid-40s, a chance of rain and snow Monday night, and a chance of rain and snow on Tuesday with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Partly sunny, breezy Wednesday, lower 30s, mostly sunny upper 30s on Thursday, and a chance of rain and snow showers Friday and Saturday with highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.